Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We have a lot to talk about. Apparently, the NIH has revealed in a letter that there was research done on bat coronaviruses at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Wasn't necessarily gain-of-function research, but apparently they have given EcoHealth Alliance a five-day deadline, about maybe 3.5 days left to go, to pony up all the data that we've been asking for about 2 years. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how apparently Walgreens, for the third time now, has given a COVID shot when they were supposed to give a flu shot. Not sure how a pharmacy chain could have this happen at least 3 times. We're going to give you the latest on the Delta Plus variant, the latest on flu mandates. And, of course, it's Friday. We want to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So yesterday in the afternoon, we heard that there was a shooting and the need for a Hollywood set to be locked down. We didn't have a lot of details, we couldn't give a lot of details, and we weren't sure what happened. Last evening, we found out that actor Alec Baldwin, about 63 years old, accidentally, in the middle of a scene or rehearsal, shot a prop gun, which he thought wasn't loaded. It killed his director of cinematography and shot his director. I think one bullet did this. And the director of cinematography has died. The director has gone to the hospital, has been treated for his wounds, and this is just shocking. And this isn't the first time a shooting on the set has happened. You remember Brandon Lee. Sadly, Brandon Lee, son of Bruce Lee, had died on the set, again, similar with a prop gun. This happened in 1993 while he was shooting The Crow, I believe it was. And not even the first time this has happened, John Eric Hexum, a 26-year-old actor who I believe back in the 80s was on the set. There was some delay. He was fooling around with the prop gun and shot himself in the head and died. So it makes us wonder what the heck is going on. Now, Alec Baldwin is actually going to be making a public statement momentarily, and we'll share that with you. He looks like he is just beyond grieving, just beside himself with remorse of what happened. But it sounds like something that should have been an empty gun with no rounds, with, you know, CGI or sound effects added, or blanks, and blanks aren't supposed to have any projectile in them. Sadly, this gun had projectiles. Now, there are a lot of mishaps that can happen with blanks, but this really sounds like it was loaded. And after this happened, Alec Baldwin screamed, you know, why was I given a hot gun? So 42-year-old Haliana Hutchins, director of photography, was injured around 2 p.m. local time. She was transported by helicopter to the Level 1 Trauma Center at New Mexico Hospital and sadly died of her wounds. I believe she was shot in the stomach. Director Joel Souza was taken to Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center for his injuries. And from what I understand, he's been discharged and recovered. So Santa Fe Police Department, the Sheriff's Department was on the scene. And the one projectile apparently hit the director on the shoulder and Helena in the stomach. So this is just another example, and I, unfortunately, I just see this theme of somebody not doing what they're supposed to do or something half-assed happening. Now, was it sabotage? Was it, the first thing people said to me was, okay, this couldn't have been an accident. How does this happen? Well, I am more inclined to think it was an accident because I just see half-assed stuff being done all the time. I mean, look at that kid that died of the Naegleria fowleri, amoeba infection that went into his nose, and he was at a Texas water park. Apparently, the person on duty that was supposed to be checking the water levels and chlorine levels wasn't doing it. And three of the five times that kid was there, it wasn't done on those days. And, so when people don't do their job, bad stuff happens, and I can't even fathom, and maybe by the time this broadcasts to your neck of the woods, they'll explain why this happened. I mean, did somebody borrow the gun, use it for a night out, and then forget to unload it? Did somebody think they were buying blanks, loaded it, and it actually had real projectiles? Was it a blank that fired as a projectile? I don't know. All I know is this is something that should have never happened. It's horrible to think that an accident like this happens. I mean, and it looks like every decade or so we see something like this. And, a life was lost that didn't have to be. And I'm sure this was, by the way, it was on it's a Western, I think, called Rust. And I believe the story premise is about somebody accidentally killing the main character's grandson. I haven't really followed the story, but they were shooting in New Mexico. And New Mexico obviously does a lot of, there's a lot of filming that happens in New Mexico. Just like with Better Call Saul, when Saul Goodman, Bob Odenkirk, ended up having a heart attack. I don't know if it was the same set, but New Mexico is obviously used for Hollywood sets just because of the terrain, and you could do a lot of westerns, and you could do more deserty sort of movies there. But I believe the horrible tragic irony is I think this is a story about somebody accidentally getting killed. And then it happens on the set. So when Alec Baldwin gives a statement, we'll give you guys what he says. It's just, I just wish I had words to say. We're just hearing horrible, horrible things every day happen. Whether it's the rape on a train, whether it's this, whether it's, hopefully we have some better news, but we got to talk about the NIH, so don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so you're going to see a lot of back and forth on whether the NIH did quote-unquote fund gain for function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology or not. And so it's going to be semantics, potato, patata, but we have some very telling information that actually came out of the NIH themselves in a letter that was given to the Oversight Committee on what the U.S. was doing and who they were funding and what they were doing with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. A small piece of it. But still, there's this opaque cloak surrounding SARS-CoV-2 origins, and this just barely shines a little bit of transparency into it. So what happened? So I don't know if we could kind of go back a little bit. Senator Rand Paul and Anthony Fauci went back and forth this summer on whether the NIH funded the Wuhan Institute of Virology, if they funded any research there. And at first it was denied, denied, denied. And then apparently somebody looked at grants and they found a $600,000 grant was given. And when Fauci was asked about it, he said, look, it was not for gain-of-function research. We never have. We don't get involved with that. And gain-of-function research means you take a pathogen, you manipulate it, and you turn it into something that could be a bioweapon. That's in its most succinct, you know, sort of definition. But in a more broad definition, gain-of-function research is research where you are tinkering with something to assess infectivity and vulnerabilities or strengths, which obviously can potentially be used to produce something that could be more infectious to humans and possibly a bioweapon. So this is one of these things where, you know, when you, let's say, you know, put somebody on the stand and they go, did you kill somebody? They go, nope. But you were holding the gun. Yeah, I was holding the gun. But you killed somebody. No, I held the gun. It fired. The gun just fired on itself. So, you know, you can, you know, did you kill them with the gun? No, the bullet killed him. I didn't kill him. The bullet did. Yeah, but you operated the gun. So, discharge a firearm. So, where you're going to see these headlines say NIH did not do gain-of-function research, NIH admits to gain-of-function research, it's how we're defining what the hell they were doing. Now, who was the recipient of the grants was EcoHealth Alliance. EcoHealth Alliance, which, by the way, after Trump pulled their funding and said, stop giving the money if they were involved possibly in SARS-CoV-2, the NIH gave them money. I think they got like a $7.5 million grant again last year. So I'm a little kind of confused by, you know, why we still don't know what the hell happened with SARS-CoV-2 and why EcoHealth Alliance is still working with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. I could be wrong about that. But the letter, which is very interesting, I'm not going to read to you the whole thing. The letter basically was written by a Dr. Lawrence Tabak, a DDS PhD, and he is the principal deputy director. And he reconfirms that the U.S. did not engage in gain-of-function research. But he admits that they did collaborate with the Wuhan Institute of Virology to test if spike proteins that are naturally occurring, or the spike proteins of viruses that are naturally occurring in bats in China, coronavirus, could actually attach to an ACE2 receptor in a mouse model. Now, you guys are going, wait a second, it's a coronavirus, ACE2 receptor. That's kind of what we're dealing with now with SARS. Exactly. He says the viruses they were working on are nowhere near what SARS-CoV-2 is, and they're only about 96 to 97% alike in terms of overlap. Now, in science, that is a huge difference. I know you're like, okay, they're working on a virus that's 97% COVID. That appears to be 97% COVID. It is a difference. But my problem is where is the oversight? We're being told this, but then what the heck, you know, then who was watching the next laboratory? Who was in the next room watching what they were doing then, or if they were creating SARS-CoV-2? Okay, so they say the fifth and final progress report for grant R01A11-10964 awarded to EcoHealth Alliance is attached with redactions only for personal identifiable information. This progress report was submitted to the NIH in August 2021 in response to NIH's compliance enforcement efforts. It includes data from a research project conducted during 2008-2019 grant period using bad coronavirus genome sequences already existing in nature. They said the limited experiment described in the final progress report, which, by the way, was provided August of 2021. Why the hell wasn't it provided early on? They say the was testing if spike proteins from naturally occurring bat coronaviruses circulating in China were capable of binding to the human ACE2 receptor, but using a mouse model. All other aspects of the mice, including the immune system, remained unchanged. In this limited experiment, laboratory mice were infected with SHC014-WTV1, but they became sicker than those infected with the WTV1 bat coronavirus, or WTV, yeah. So, as sometimes occurs in science, this was a, quote, unexpected result of the research, as opposed to something that the researchers set out to do. Regardless, the viruses being studied under this grant were genetically very distant from SARS-CoV-2. So what they're saying is it looks like gain-of-function research happened, but it was by accident. They didn't plan on there to be some sort of living being sickened more by their research. It was a coincidence. It was an accident. Was just something that happened. Well, when you do gain of function research, the definition is, are you doing research that potentially can make something that can then hurt somebody? So then the thing is intent. Where the NIH is going to argue is, well, we didn't intend. We just wanted to see how the virus attaches. Now, mind you, in science, we do study viruses. We do study our vulnerabilities. But because it made the mouse model sicker, they, in a sense, performed a type of gain-of-function research. So that's kind of the semantics there. Now, somebody is going to take the fall for this. So the NIH has given the EcoHealth Alliance 5 days from the date of the letter, which is October 20th, to submit to them any and all unpublished data from the work conducted under the grant funding. So they want to now see any experiments and work conducted. Now, they do show, they have, I guess, attachments showing how much different the viruses are, the Banal 52, which is one of several bat coronaviruses, the RATG13, etc. But what I'm kind of curious about is, number one is, is anybody overseeing who's studying these and who's taking that data and what are they using that data for? Number two is, why did this all happen at the end of 2019, 2020? When you get a grant, you need to submit your work. If it's an ongoing grant, you need to show them what you're doing. If this was research done between 2018 and 2019, and remember, I think whatever happened at the end of 2019, why are we only, why is there being any sort of responsibility taken and oversight not being done till the end of 2021? We're almost in 2022. Now, who knows? Maybe they said, look, just give us the data 5 years from when you're done with it. I don't know. But it looks like EcoHealth Alliance has conducted studies on MERS. Now, remember, MERS caused the deadly outbreak of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome back in 2012. And MERS has a case fatality rate as high as 35%, even deadlier than COVID. So the next question is, with their research on MERS, and bat coronaviruses, what else is there? What do we need to prepare for? So this was, I know it kind of seems a little confusing, but in summary, the NIH said, look, we were researching this. We know, studies are done. We're asking for the data. 1-877-DOT-SALLY, don't go away.
Based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With a vast number of Democrats leading the January 6th commission, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on One America News says the whole January 6th commission is all about politics and Democrats selling propaganda. Mr. Meadows says President Trump ordered 10,000 National Guardsmen for January 6th. That was declined by D.C. Mayor Democrat Muriel Bowser.
He had requested as many as 10,000 National Guard troops to be there prior to January 6th. He reiterated that with me, with the Secretary of Defense, with others on his national security team.
The attorney for the Laundrie family says the remains found Wednesday are those of Brian Laundrie. Dental records were used to make the match. Rick Stafford, the attorney representing Gabby Petito's family, said the family would not be making any statements at this time. This is USA Radio News. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is working on legislation to exempt essential workers the vaccine mandate. Ms. Blackburn on Newsmax.
You know, I've been visiting with a lot of our first responders and healthcare workers and law enforcement, airline employees, teachers, and they're very concerned about this federal mandate, and they rightfully see it as federal overreach. And really, it is something that not only invades their health privacy, but it destroys their freedoms and their rights. So we started working on Monday on legislation that should be ready to file today that says if you were deemed an essential worker during the pandemic and you went to work, then you are exempt from Joe Biden's mandate.
Be careful out there. Heavy rain and snow are hitting the West Coast this weekend. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Alec Baldwin has released a statement after the tragic shooting of the director of cinematography and who had died and an injury to the director of the movie set Rust. Alec Baldwin has released a statement when he accidentally had shot a prop gun, but that was accidentally loaded. He said, "There are no words to convey my shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident that took the life of Helena Hutchins, a wife, a mother, and deeply admired colleague of ours. I'm fully cooperating with the police investigation to address how this tragedy occurred.
I'm in touch with her husband, offering my support to him and his family. My heart is broken for her husband, their son, and all who knew and loved her. Apparently, she has, I thought she had two children, but she might have one child. And young, I think she was only 42. And, yeah, she is a mother of one, and I believe the boy is 2 years old. And just to kind of recap, while they were on the set in New Mexico, Santa Fe, New Mexico, shooting Rust, which is a Western movie set, Alec Baldwin used a prop gun, and the prop gun had an actual live round and not blanks. Well, we believe there was a projectile, and we believe it could have been a live round. Baldwin accidentally killed Helena Hutchins, 42-year-old director of photography. This happened at about, the shooting happened at about 1:50 p.m. on Thursday, and she had died of her wounds at the Level 1 Trauma Center in New Mexico Hospital. He is believed to have fired a single round, which somehow hit both Hutchins and the movie director in tandem. Witnesses cited by Showbiz 411 said the single bullet struck Hutchins in the body, I believe in the stomach area, and pierced Sousa's clavicle. Hutchins was airlifted to the hospital but pronounced dead. Sousa was taken to the hospital, released last night. Baldwin, 63 years old, was taken to the sheriff's department, according to Daily Mail, to be questioned. He was released without charge after giving a tearful interview. Afterwards, he was photographed double over in shock and grief as he spoke on the phone. So he had tweeted his response, and he said, "There are no words to convey my shock and sadness regarding the tragic accident that took the life of Helena Hutchins, a wife, mother, and deeply admired colleague of ours." So it remains unconfirmed, they say, if it was a live round or a blank that was fired. A prop masters union described it on Friday morning as a live round. And Baldwin was heard, "After this all happened, why was I handed a hot gun?" A spokesman for both film production and Baldwin said on Thursday night that it was an accident involving a, quote, gun loaded with blanks. And so they say it's common on movie sets for actors to actually use real guns that are loaded with blanks or dummy bullets to give it a more lifelike effect in shooting. They say, but it remains unclear how a blank could have actually killed her or how a live round accidentally ended up in the gun's chamber when Baldwin pulled the trigger. They say the movie's armorer has not yet been named. Last month, actor Jensen Ackles told a conference in Denver how he'd been able to choose his own gun on the gun set from the female armorer in a haphazard training session. So rather than somebody saying, "You're going to take this gun, you know, and choreograph it," apparently he was able to take what he wanted. He says, "They had me pick my gun. They were like, 'All right, what gun would you like?' I was like, 'I don't know.' And the armorer was like, 'Do you have gun experience?' I was like, 'A little.' She was like," he says, this is a quote, "'This is how you load it. Check it safe. Do you want it hip-drawn or cross-drawn?' I was like, 'Cross-drawn, that sounds fun.' He says, so she's like, 'I'll put some blanks in there and just fire a couple of rounds towards the hill.' He states, 'I walked out, and she said, 'Just make sure you pull the hammer all the way back and aim at your target.' He said, 'All right, I got it.' Now, they haven't named who this person is, if she was the one that set up the weapons for the shooting, but we don't have a lot of details. All we know is that a projectile came out. And Prop Masters Union, IATSE 44, told members on Thursday in an email that it appeared to be a live round. Daily Mail also obtained a portion of the 911 call that was placed from the set. Excuse me, a 3-second long clip, a woman could be heard saying, 'We have two people accidentally shot.' According to a witness on set, Baldwin was stunned after firing the fatal round and said, 'Why was I handed a hot gun?'" And so, you know, I've done my CCW classes, my husband's trained, obviously. Our friends are trained. You go through pretty extensive training when you get a real gun and you plan to carry. I don't think that's the type of training you get with prop guns because it's not a real weapon. They don't have state laws or, you know, they don't have all these regulations for props, which are, you know, toys or things that aren't supposed to be real. But rather than a fake gun, like a rubber gun, they used to call them, nowadays they're like, you could use a real gun, just make sure it's not loaded. So somebody is supposed to inspect the weapon, and then if they are going to put blanks, they are supposed to be blanks that just kind of, you know, shoot the, make the sound, maybe have the flash, but don't have a projectile. And so, you know, what happened with Brandon Bruce Lee. Brandon Bruce Lee is the son of Bruce Lee. He was on the set of The Crow. He had a gun loaded with blanks, but on autopsy, it revealed a .44 caliber bullet was lodged near his spine. And then police recovered dummy shell casings from the set. A dummy looks like a live round with a bullet at the tip of the cartridge. So, live rounds have bullets. What differs from, so blanks can still have the casing, blanks could still have, I guess, the gunpowder and the rim. But the difference between live rounds and blanks is the tip of the cartridge. That's where the bullet is contained. And if it's not there, it's a blank. Maybe they put cotton paper, dummies, some sort of other thing. Now, a dummy bullet will actually look like a bullet, but they don't have the metal tip, and it's not as, I guess, lethal. It's not supposed to be like a lethal bullet. So they think one possibility is maybe the blank hit something else within the chamber, damaged it, caused that piece to send pieces flying towards the director and the cinematographer. Rice Muldoon, who has used guns on sets many times, says, you know, blanks can be dangerous too. He said, the first thought I had is this is a close-up of a gun being fired by the actor very close to the frame of the camera that has misfired, hit the director of photography, and then something has either come off the French flag or the black box like a part of the camera, and that could have hit the director. But they believe that, it, you know, if you're in the line of fire and, you know, you, if it seems like it's something that ricocheted off of two people, I don't know. It's just confusing. Mike Tristano, 60 years old, a Hollywood armorer with 30 years experience, spoke to Daily Mail and said the ultimate responsibility for gun safety on movie set is with the armorer. The movie's armorer or weapons master that still has not been named, and who will be, though, interviewed, or is the one responsible to make sure that there were blanks in the gun. The on-set armorer's job is to check that before handing the weapon over to the actor. Then they make sure that the actor stands on a mark and never points the gun at the crew or cast. The editing makes it look like they were pointed at their co-actor. So that's why everyone's like, how the hell did this happen? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to see one, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments. Also on Facebook, on Twitter. You can even email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com. But our phone number is 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So you can't make this stuff up. We now have a third Walgreens location that has given a COVID vaccine to somebody who, again, didn't want the COVID shot, they wanted the flu shot. This has happened now in three different locations. First time that we had heard, just in the last few weeks even, I think in the last 3 weeks, all of this happened. One location in Baltimore, one location in Evansville, Indiana, and then now El Paso. And we keep getting the same statement from Walgreens, you know, saying, look, you know, we can't comment on personal information. And, you know, we do try our hardest to make sure we have a plan in place. I'll read you the statement. But, but are there any other pharmacies that are doing things half-assed? We talked about the CVS, that one CVS where a teenager got their COVID shot that was six times the dose they were supposed to, meaning it wasn't diluted. And so I'm kind of confused. The Walgreens that I go to is amazing. I use Walgreens. I love Walgreens. I have used Walgreens. They have been with me side by side for years of practice, helping my patients. They've been fantastic. I only had one issue with a pharmacist just once who tried to talk a person out of a medication that they were getting and didn't realize that that person had renal issues, which is why I chose that medication. And I was like, what the hell were you doing here? And you know, they apologized. But other than that, they've been fantastic. I really, really am a fan of the pharmacy. I don't understand why this has happened three times. And somebody could say, oh, Dolly, it's no big deal. A vaccine is a vaccine. The vaccine is safe. For the most part, the vaccine has, even though there is a side effect profile, the risk of having an adverse event is low, but that doesn't mean we want you to get, you know, it doesn't mean we want you to get the wrong shot. That's especially when we're trying to protect people against deadly flu. So let me just kind of walk you guys through what's been going on. And El Paso Walgreens has now joined the list. KVIA reports that Becky Martin, who lives in El Paso, Texas, went to her local Walgreens for a flu shot, accidentally got a COVID shot. She said, the pharmacy tech gave me the shot and said, oh, no. She said the pharmacist, that's really interesting because most healthcare workers go, oh, you know, so very interesting that the pharmacy tech didn't cuss. She said that the pharmacist apologized profusely and the store manager told her this has never happened in the 20 years I have been here. Well, the one thing I could attest is we have seen stuff happen that we have never seen in the last 20 years, 10 years, 40 years, 50 years. So if something's going to happen, this is the time it's going to happen because we've seen things we never thought we would. ABC KVIA said that Walgreens gave the following statement. Due to privacy laws, Walgreens cannot comment on specific patient events, but know that patient safety is our top priority. Generally speaking, such instances are rare. However, we take these matters very seriously. In the event of any error, our first concern is always our patient's well-being. Our multi-step vaccination procedure includes several safety checks to minimize the chance of human error, and we have reviewed this process with our pharmacy staff in order to prevent such occurrences. Now, this is the same statement they gave, I believe, after the Baltimore issue and the Evansville issue. Now, it could just be these all kind of happened roughly at the same time, because you would think after what happened in Baltimore or Evansville, everybody would have gotten the memo to double-check the shot, but I don't know, maybe not. So, a teenager in Salem, we talked about that was a CVS. So, back in September, a 4-year-old child in Baltimore was given a Pfizer shot when her mom took her to Walgreens for the flu shot. And it was a little girl. I think, I'm not exactly sure how old she was, but the pharmacist realized that the girl received an adult dose of the Pfizer vaccine when she wasn't even supposed to get it. And I think she was 4 years old. And so a 4-year-old is not supposed to get a 30 microgram shot. 4-year-olds, once the approval comes in by the FDA, would be a 3 micrograms, so 10 times less. So not really sure what happened with her. And October 4th, an Indiana family was given Pfizer shots when they went to Walgreens for their flu vaccines. The family said they left the pharmacies thinking they all got their flu shots. But a Walgreens employee later called them and said that they had made a mistake. The attorney tells us that the cards were then issued since the coronavirus vaccine has been given. Tully says the kids have been taken to a pediatric cardiologist because they had signs of heart issues. Joshua and Alexandra Price, the parents, retained an attorney, and the attorney said that the kids had elevated blood pressure, elevated heart rate, fever, cough, low energy. I think the son got better. The daughter was still being evaluated, but you know, I'm not exactly sure which component of it could have done that, but the 4- and 5-year-old child had to see a pediatric cardiologist. The Pfizer shot will, I guess, eventually be approved in young ones by the end of the year. But currently, it's fully authorized 16 on up, emergency authorized 12 to 15, and then the 5 to 11 age group is being under review. All right. So either way, they're getting too high a dose. Then you have a 17-year-old girl from Salem, Virginia, who went to CVS, got her COVID shot, but it was 6 times the dose, meaning it wasn't diluted. 10 News reports that the pharmacist realized the mistake and told Alicia Desdura and her mom to wait 30 minutes as she was given a stronger dose than normal. This was at a CVS. She went to the hospital that night because she had arm pain, dizziness, nausea, and rapid heart rate. So we think everybody gets better. But, I keep telling you guys this. Medication errors shouldn't happen, but they happen. And they could happen in a doctor's office. They could happen in a pharmacy's office. So how do you tell if you're about to get a COVID shot when you're just going in to get the flu shot? Well, as I've said before, and sorry if I sound like I'm repeating myself, a flu shot is usually given in a 3cc syringe, and it's usually pretty crystal clear. Even the pre-drawn up, pre-filled shots will be a wider looking syringe. Whereas, so the 3cc syringe is a little wider, whereas the 1cc syringe, the insulin syringe, TB syringe, it's a lot skinnier. And usually we administer the Pfizer Moderna vaccine using that. Well, the Pfizer vaccine is only a 0.3cc dose. And that's kind of the more common vaccine given. So if you see something that is a bigger vial or a bigger syringe, or if you see more than 0.3, we get 0.5 of the flu shot. So take a look at the amounts. And look, now I think Moderna, though, is 0.5, so that might not help with Moderna, but at least with Pfizer. Another thing is if you see the Pfizer shot, it's just a little opaque. The Pfizer shot almost looks like, you know when you have a cold drink and the glass looks a little foggy? That's what the Pfizer shot looks like, whereas the flu shot is pretty crystal clear. So before anybody injects anything into you, ask and say, look, you know, I just want to double check. And so, you know, we did. I was embarrassed because I didn't want to embarrass, you know, but my husband was like, look, you know, I just want to see what we're getting. And I already saw there were the pre-filled flu shots, so I knew that because we got our COVID shots already. We went in for the flu and I took the family, and taking adult boys to get the flu shot is a trip because they try and embarrass you. And, you know, they did good. They got their flu shot. So, you know, this is going to be a theme that sadly we're going to continue seeing. I don't know if pharmacies are understaffed. I don't know if people are overwhelmed, but it really, you have to work hard to mix the two up. And the only thing I could think of is if somebody's doing the draw. See, I always think the person who draws it up is the one that should administer. That's why I always drew up my own stuff if I could, because maybe somebody's drawing it up, they think it's that one, and they take it from the wrong tray. I can't explain it. But 3 times? Come on. 1-877-BACKUP.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.